Well, the Phil sure do play here, and when they do tonight, they're going to play a team in the Cleveland, you know, whatever they're called, that has the second-best record in baseball. That's pretty amazing. I mean, that sets up for an intriguing matchup and weekend, and obviously could be a World Series preview. 215-592-9494, or maybe the way the Phillies have been playing lately, it'll be Cleveland and the Dodgers in the world.
Good try on the music, Jimmy.
I tried, man. I
know, it was a good try. It was some new Jimmy.
Some new Jimmy Hendrix?
New, but I don't play it very often. I only play a few times. This is about
what is he, Tupac? He's still making music from the grave? What's going on? All right, 215-592-9494. Let's listen to Jordan Mulata for a moment and then right back to the phones, because Mulata yesterday certainly was looking to lay down the law as it relates to last year, as it relates to this year, and as it relates to discussing last year. So I'm sure various players are frustrated not only with how it ended, but how much they are asked about it. I asked Devontae Smith about it yesterday when we had him on the show. I'm sure it gets old. And Mulata is ready to turn the page. Here's Jordan Mulata yesterday.
How tired you guys are talking about last year? Does it come up inside or just when you're...
I'm about damn tired of talking about last year. I'm tired, I'll be honest. I'm only looking forward. You know, we can only learn so much from last year, and we learn a lot. And the direction that we're going now is forward. And we got to do that this year. I mean, talk is cheap, but I got a really good feeling about our offense this year and our defense. And, you know, if everyone can please stop talking about last year, that'd be nice.
All right, so here's the deal. I'm really torn on this one. Honestly.
You said please, though.
I know. No, no.
I thought that was very sensible.
Very nice, very nice. So I'm torn on this one. Devin, I hear the eh.
It's a little passive-aggressive for me. Little, or maybe not even passive aggressive, just the, I know he said please, but like if Jalen Hurts said that, we would be losing our minds.
Oh, he would be unacceptable.
Yeah.
That's why it's okay.
But quarterback and right tackle or left tackle.
I know the positions are, I get it, but it just was a little flippant. And also like, how can we not talk about that? You guys completely, it was a historical collapse. It was horrendous. So it's kind of hard to move past.
All right, James, where do you come down on this one? Because, I mean, I even felt a little uncomfortable yesterday asking Devontae Smith about it, in part because it certainly wasn't Devontae's fault. He's like the one guy that balled out down the stretch. Everyone else stunk. James, the last year thing for the players, what do you make of it?
I'm fine with the players moving on at this point. Like, I think it's going to be there. Like, you know, when things happen, it's going to be impossible, no matter what they say, for them not to think about those things. I think it's impossible for us, whether it's callers, hosts, whatever, to not reference things that happened last year because it relates to what we're talking about, and it's storylines, and it's how we project the season. That part of it is based on what we saw last year.
Right.
So I think we can't not mention it when it's relevant. But I understand if I'm the players and you've talked about it the first couple days of training camp and you're ready to turn the page, like, I'm fine moving on from talking to the players about it.
Yeah, no,
half those guys that were on that team doing those things, losing those games, are no longer even here. Especially look at the defensive side of
totally
things.
Changed.
And both sides of the ball have completely new schemes going on. Well, not completely new on the defensive side, but more cohesive on the defensive side. 95% new language on the offensive side. It has changed.
Yeah, well, I'm curious where everyone stands on that. As a fan, when you hear Mulata say that, your reaction, 215-592-9494, what do you think? Let's go to Gary in New Jersey. Hi, Gary.
Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Gary?
Oh, man. Hey, if you want to get to know the USA track team, there's a good thing on Netflix that you can learn about Noah Lyles and Shakiri Richardson.
All right.
My kids are in the track, though. Like,
nice.
I can't wait for track this summer.
They're certainly not as big as stars as they were in yesteryear. There's nobody today that's of the ilk of, you know, Carl Lewis, and I'm not going to name all the others because I want to leave some of these answers on the board, but some of the athletes certainly over the last 30 or 40 years that I've been accustomed to, they're not as big a deal as they used to be.
No allows.
And part of that is because football sucks up all the oxygen of everything.
But maybe if we would pay attention, guys like Noah Lyle would
Wait, Gary, what's Richardson's first name?
Shakiri. She's great.
Yeah, she's really good.
And she's fun to watch. She also competes like in full like glam. She's got nails, she's got the hair, like she's pretty cool.
Okay.
So Noah Lyles is going for the 100 and the 200 this Olympic, and
I got
he's
you.
Like a wide receiver, man. He is funny as hell.
Okay.
I love that.
Hi, Gary. What do you got on the birds?
How about Mailata with the self-discipline? They had false starts in the first practice, and they self-ran.
Yeah, that was very impressive.
It was him and Juergens. Look, these guys know how to get it done. And Jordan Mailata and Cam Juergens are guys that can run for days. It's no skin off their back. To me, that's more or less setting a great example
100%.
For the entire room.
Gary, I've got
the
audio.
For the entire offense, for that matter, for the entire team.
Gary,
if you don't do your job, there are going to be consequences.
Gary, we're going to play what Mailata said about that yesterday because it was fascinating. It's a great thing that they did that. Give me an answer here, Gary, from the Olympics. Something from the past. Really big.
About 1980 basketball team that still hasn't gotten their silver medals.
Well, it would be a great answer if you had the right year. So, 80, there was the boycott, U.S. boycott at the Summer Olympics. What you're referring to is 72, which could have been a winning answer, not for a good, thing. 72 boycotted getting the or not boycotted, but chose not to get the silver after getting robbed in that game versus the Soviets. All right, let's listen to Jordan Mailata. He talked yesterday about how after practice Wednesday, he and Cam Juergens had set in motion this, hey, guys, let's go put in extra work because we have to based on the way we just play football in the first practice. This is great stuff. I appreciate it on multiple levels.
During Lane said that you and Cam kind of initiated that the gassers after practice. What made you do that? Is that something you still continue to do?
Just trying to maintain the standard. Everybody thinks it's a joke, but it's something that we live by. It's unacceptable that we had three false starts yesterday, and that was including myself on the very first play of practice. So, there needs to be discipline to, again, uphold the standard, and that's where it came from. We didn't like how we were letting the stuff that we can control dictate the practice, and we thought it was necessary to discipline ourselves.
It's really good on a lot of levels.
Great.
It really is.
It's really great.
It's true leadership.
But again,
leadership.
These are guys who don't really need that extra oomph. They're just sending a message to everyone else. They don't need the extra conditioning.
Is what you mean. Sure.
These are guys who are in shape as well as any offensive lineman in the league, but they get out there and they set a great example.
Well, also with Kelsey leaving, that room, seeing Mailata step up like this, say this type of stuff, that's meaningful.
James, there's two things to me most meaningful from what he said. One, what you said, obviously, in reference to no Kelsey, that's really big. Two, I really appreciate it also when he said, people, make fun of the concept of the standard. But he's saying we're not backing off that. What he's saying is, don't misconstrue. We didn't play bad last year because the messaging was wonky and the standard shouldn't be something we hold on to. We should hold on to the standard being the standard. We're going to still do that. We didn't live up to it. And so in that way, I don't know I don't remember if the standard came from Sirianni or Hurts.
It's Hurts. Standard.
Okay. So in that way, to me, Mailata's being a leader within that team saying, hey, we're backing the quarterback. You guys might laugh at the standard, but don't get it twisted. It matters.
And I
think that's another form of good leadership.
It's that standard. I watched that standard that you're talking about take place after practice when Dallas Goedert and Jalen Hurts ran 80 yards downfield racing one another to get to the end zone at the end of a period.
Yeah.
That is a sort of ties in. It's akin to the idea, run an extra after practice. He, Jalen, the leader on the offense, the leader on the team for that matter, was racing the tight end ahead of everyone else, doing extra work by leading by example in the short time that we were there to see practice.
Yeah.
It really is. It all ties together, and it all really does matter.
215-592-9494. You can react to what Mailata said. Again, it's a good passing of the torch of leadership to him, which he also yesterday referenced as being very natural for him.